Father, in the stillness of this moment, we just open up our hearts and our lives to You. As we consider what Jesus Christ has done for us, Father, we pray that You would look into our hearts, look deep into our soul, see us for who we are, and lead us to Yourself. Through Jesus Christ, the One who loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. Amen. John chapter 19, verse 30. So when Jesus received the sour wine, He said, "It is finished." And bowing His head, He gave up His spirit. Unfinished business. We all know what that's like. All of us have unfinished things cluttering up the highway of our life, don't we? The half-mowed lawn, the half-read book, the letter that was started but never finished, the abandoned diet, the degree that we never got around to completing, the phone calls that were never returned. But it can even be more serious than that, can't it? The abandoned child, the job we quit out of a fit of anger, the wrecked marriage, the bills that are never paid, the promises we did not keep. All of us go through life leaving behind us a trail of unfinished projects and unfulfilled dreams. How few there are who can come to the end of their life and say, "I finished everything I set out to do." Only one person in history and never left behind any unfinished business. His name is Jesus the Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the only person who could come to the end of His life and say with absolute and total truthfulness, "I have finished everything I set out to do." Imagine with me. It's Friday in Jerusalem. And a huge crowd has gathered at the place called Skull Hill. In their language, it was Golgotha. We call it Calvary. It was on the north side of the city, just outside the Damascus Gate, located by the side of a well-traveled road. The Romans liked to hold their crucifixions there in public place. Killing people in public had a restraining effect on the masses. Three men would be hung on crosses that day. This particular crucifixion started about 9 o'clock in the morning. For 3 hours, everything proceeded fairly normally. If there is anything normal about men being nailed to crosses. And then exactly at 12 noon, when the sun should have been at its brightest, the sky went black. not overcast, but black. It wasn't just a normal eclipse of the sun. You could feel the weight of this shadow as if all of the good in all of the world had been stripped away. For 3 hours, darkness fell on the city of Jerusalem. The word says it fell over the whole land. One glance at the middle cross made it clear that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, the charge against him, King of the Jews. As you looked at him hanging there on that cross, everyone could tell Jesus would not last much longer. He looked already dead. His body quivered uncontrollably, his chest heavy with every tortured breath. The soldiers knew from long experience that he would not make it to sundown. Then it happened. He shouted something. My God, why have you forsaken me? Someone in the crowd shouted back at him. Moments passed. Death drew near. And then, from the lips of Jesus, a hoarse whisper, I thirst. Someone put some sour vinegar on a sponge and lifted it to his lips with a stalk of hyssop. And he moistened his lips and took another deep breath. If you listened, you could hear the death rattle in his throat. And then he spoke again. It was a quick shout. Just one word. And if you weren't paying attention, you might have missed it in all the confusion. Then he breathed out another sentence. And he was dead. What was that shout? In the language of the New Testament, it is only one word, tetelestai. It is finished. Tetelestai comes from a word that means to bring to an end, to complete, to accomplish. It's a critical word because it signifies the successful end to a particular course of action. It's the word you would use when you reach the summit of Mount Everest. It's finished! It's the word you would use when you make that final payment on your house. It's finished. It's the word you would use when you cross the finish line at the marathon. Oh, it's finished. The word means more than just I survived. It means I did it all. I finished what I set out to do. When Jesus cried out, it is finished, it meant it is completed. It is done. Everything I set out to do, I have accomplished. And it didn't just mean that it was done just for then. For the word has a continuous action involved in it to where it means it is finished in the past. It is finished in the present. And it is finished forever. Jesus did not say, "I am finished." For that would imply that he had been defeated. But rather, he cried out, "It is finished." Tetelestai, it is finished, is the Savior's final cry, and it is a cry not of defeat, it is a cry of victory on that cross. When he died, Jesus left no unfinished business behind. When you read these words of Jesus, one question grips my mind. What? What was finished? The Bible makes it clear that the thing that Jesus finished was His work of redeeming lost people and making them right with God. The work of redemption was now complete. One of my favorite commentators, Matthew Henry. There have been a lot of commentators that are much more accurate in their understanding of Scripture, but for 300 years, his commentary has stood as one of the greatest devotional commentaries that there is. And here's what he says about this verse. He says, "The death of Christ provided a full satisfaction for sins." You know, it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, that Jesus provided, it says, a propitiation. That's a great big theological word that simply means He paid the price so that the wrath of God could be turned away from us. He also made a fatal blow to our enemy, the devil. A fatal blow to Satan at that cross. He finished it, and Satan is defeated right there. He finished by providing a fountain of grace that would flow forever to everyone who would receive it. And He provided a foundation of peace for everyone who needs it. That word that Jesus used, "it is finished," was used in the first and second centuries in the sense of paying a debt. And when you got that final receipt, paid in full. That's what that word means. Tetelestai. Paid in full. Paid in full means that once the thing is paid for, you never have to pay for it again. Let me ask you a personal question. What sin is keeping you from God today? Is it anger? Is it lust? Is it a heart of unbelief? Is it alcohol abuse? Is it uncontrolled temper? Is it lying? Is it adultery? Is it pornography? Is it pride? Is it greed? Let me tell you the best news that you have ever heard. It doesn't matter what your sin is. It doesn't matter how many sins you have piled up in your life. It doesn't matter how guilty you think you are. It doesn't matter all of those unfinished things that you should have done. It doesn't matter what you've been doing this week. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. It doesn't matter how many skeletons rattle around in your closet. All of your sins all of your sins have been stamped by God with one word, tetelestai. It is finished, paid in full at the cross. Jesus, He Himself, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Anger is paid in full. Rebellious pride, it's paid in full. Gossip, it's paid in full. Drunkenness, it's paid in full. Fornication, it's paid in full. Lying, it's paid in full. Disobedience, it's paid in full. Murder, it's paid in full. Everything, it's finished. Those are just some examples. Just fill in the blank with whichever sins plague your life. And then write over that sin, tetelestai. It is finished. It is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for you. Since Jesus paid in full, the work of salvation is now complete. That's what "it is finished" means. The debt was paid. The work was accomplished. The sacrifice was completed once forever. And since Jesus paid it in full, all of our efforts to add to what Christ has done on the cross are doomed to failure. You can't add anything to the value of what Jesus did on the cross. If Jesus paid it all, you don't have to pay. If you try to pay for your own salvation, it means that you don't think that He paid it all. And there's no middle ground here. Either Jesus finished it or He didn't. And if you try to finish it, you're trying to take His place. And brother, sister, you can't do it. Only Jesus could finish it. You know, God is not trying to sell you salvation. He's not offering salvation at half price today. He's not offering to go Dutch treat with you. I'll pay a little, you pay a little. He's not offering salvation on an installment plan. God is offering you salvation free of charge. That's what "it is finished" means. Jesus paid it all, so you don't have to pay anything. There was once a rather straightforward preacher by the name of Alexander Wooten. One day, a young man approached Wooten, and in a tone that was just dripping with sarcasm, he flippantly remarked, "What must I do to get saved?" And Wooten replied, in an almost dismissive way, he said, "It's too late." And he just kept on doing what he was doing, preacher there. And the young man, that kind of got to him. He became alarmed. He wasn't prepared for that answer. And sobered, he asked in earnest. He said, "Do you mean, Mr. Wooten, that it's too late for me? It's too late for me to be saved? Is there nothing I can do?" "Too late," came the answer. "It's already been done. The only thing you can do now is receive it. It's finished. The message of the cross is it's too late for you to do anything. Jesus has already done it all. And since Jesus paid your debt in full, the only thing you can do is to either accept it or reject it. Thanks be to God that Jesus left no unfinished business. He finished what He came to do. And finishing His work, He paid in full the price for your sin. As the old hymn says, I hear the Savior say, Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find Thy power in Thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good have I whereby Thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left that crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. The invitation to you today is to come to Jesus and accept that full payment that He made for your sin. And let me tell you this. Since He has done that for me, it happened some almost 30 years ago now for me. When Jesus did that for me, ever since that time, I've been free. I was enslaved to sin, and since then, I've been free. Because of that, I just want to love Him. I want to serve Him. I want to give my all to Him. Not because it adds anything to what He's done, but because of how much He loved me. How much He gave for me. And I just want to tell everybody that you can receive that too. Would you stand with me as we pray? Father, today I am lifting up every person in this room before Your throne. And God, I pray that if there's someone who's been trying to come on their own merit, on their own good works, God, I pray that today they would come through the blood of Jesus and be saved. Father, I pray that You'd send us out who have been saved to share this good news with the world that needs this good news so much. So speak to our heart right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing a